This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I think we also need to understand the dynamic of what's going on. So, you know, it's not just what PBAC want. They have to operate by a formula. They're a statutory body. So they're not subject to any sort of pressure, but they do have, you know, things they need to satisfy. So in terms of getting that formula satisfied, they need to look at the effectiveness, and I think they've ticked that box. Mm-hmm. I think they're happy with the effectiveness. Mm-hmm. They need to look at the cost, and that's a little bit outside of everyone's control. That depends on Mylan and Gilead, who are putting in the submission.
So what do we know? I mean, this is a bit of a black box and people don't reveal. It would appear that still Gilead is asking huge amounts. Mylan, the generic manufacturer, do we have any thoughts as to where they might be coming in, if it's realistic?
Well, we can go on maybe what's happening with, you know, the negotiations between Gilead and other generic companies overseas, like Teva. And the usual pattern there is that the generic company won't come in as, you know, inexpensive as what we were hoping. What happens is that they tend to come in at what they think the market will bear, and if they've done a deal with Gilead, then, you know, obviously Gilead don't want to be undercut too much. So it can still be expensive. I would say that with the PBAC application, it's probably been a much more moderate price, but it might still raise an eyebrow with them. PBAC seems to talk about, in the Mylan application, about uptake. There seems to be a question mark over that.
And but they still query in the Mylan application whether it's cost-effective, so there seems to be still a cost issue there as well, which is all a bit depressing. I mean, how many times do we have to go around this process for PrEP to be approved through the public health system?
Well, that's one of the things that I've been thinking about. We tend to get very excited when these decisions come up. And there's almost a community expectation that it might happen this time, things are looking good. And I'm sitting there looking at these formulas and thinking, well, you know, not much has changed. That price is still expensive. We can't, you know, get to Gilead in any sort of effective way to bring that price down. I mean, maybe we could do paint bombing their offices like ACT UP used to in the old days.
Why don't we do that anymore? I mean, in the old days, in the good old days, when people were dropping dead of AIDS, and obviously I mean that with a great deal of irony, that, but in the old days when we were activists, we would go out there and there would be die-ins, and we would go into the offices of pharmaceutical companies and protest. And now they seem to be our friends.
Yeah, they do. They tend to work with us in small ways, but in the big ways, you know, we still have an issue. We still have an issue with them asking for hundreds of dollars per bottle and not getting it into the PBS, which is obviously the most easily accessible way for Australians at the moment. So we could, you know, ask the community to ramp up their energy and their outrage and go marching in there, but we don't have the same imperative of death that we used to. You know, it was very emotional in the old days. It was very scary. People were literally dying. So these days it's more about the slow burn anger, the slow burn concern. So I think people are wanting this, but it's not with the same outrage or, you know, violent anger that we used to have.
Do you think that the outrage from the community or the disappointment is directed more towards the government and less towards the pharmaceutical companies who can't come up with a reasonable price?
Yeah, I think it is, from what I see on the forums. I think people naturally assume that the government has a lot of control here. But, you know, the PBS and the PBAC are set up pretty much as statutory bodies. They're designed to not be influenced by the government of the day. It's the other way around. They make a recommendation to the government, and the government pretty much follows what they say. So Greg Hunt, the minister, has actually said, if I get a recommendation, I will fund. So I think that's as much as we can do there. So if we're looking to put pressure on, I think there's two ways that we can do that. We can look at, you know, can we influence Gilead? Maybe we need to be creative in some way. maybe we need to talk about what Gilead care about. And the second is, what can we do individually? So as individual men who have sex with men, what power do I have to put PrEP in my hand right now? So that brings in the personal importation scheme and the trials.
Yeah, and you clearly, well, not clearly, but you have a lot of experience in getting down the price of imported PrEP. I mean, it's gone down tremendously in the last 6 months to a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's the more powerful thing that we've been able to do. By doing deals internationally with global routes and shipping and with, you know, the suppliers, and then bringing that to people like Green Cross Pharmacy, we've been able to get the price down by at least 45%.
And I need to say there are other players in that field as well.
There are, yeah.
But the message there is that competition, in the generic market has brought the price of PrEP down for importation tremendously. And that doesn't seem to have the same level of competition in what's being offered to the Australian government.
No, well, I mean, the two main players are very used to this. This is the game that they play all the time with all their drugs all over the world. So they have a dance that they do, and that dance doesn't usually have outcomes that are good for the people involved. So I don't think that situation in terms of price changes until you bring in more players into the market and the copyright issue is resolved.
Rodney Ellis, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate your comments and your insights.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.